Texas Christian University's women's basketball team was so good early this season it cracked the top 25 in the AP's national rankings. But after multiple players were sidelined with injuries, the Division I Big 12 squad started a losing streak. So the team held rare walk-on tryouts to refill its roster and try to restore the team's winning ways. Bill Siebel with member station KERA in Dallas reports.
Pre-game excitement reverberates through TCU's Schellmeyer Arena, where the once-winning Horned Frogs host the 7th-ranked Texas Longhorns. The Frogs' record-setting 14 straight opening wins ended with the new year after serious injuries took out 4 top players. 2 of those losses were forfeits because the team had only 6 players and couldn't field a team. A desperate TCU immediately held walk-on tryouts, a first for this school. Pre-med sophomore Makia Moore, who's 20, is one of the 4 who made the Division I team.
I was like, this is probably never going to happen again. I can at least I can do is get like a little taste of college basketball, and especially at the D1 level, which has been really amazing so far.
Amazing because Moore played ball all through high school but thought she'd left team play behind. She hadn't practiced in more than a year. She and the other walk-ons know their skills aren't equal to their teammates. Their passion, though, is. Just ask 20-year-old Madison Connor, one of TCU's stars who got injured.
These girls have been great. They come in here every day and work. I mean, they just help me with the workout. So just seeing how much they love the game and genuinely just want to be a part of a team.
TCU coach Mark Campbell wasn't sure what he'd see at the tryouts. After all, school was well underway, class schedules were set, and any hopefuls were out of practice, if not out of shape. But he says 40 to 50 young women tried out.
They were diving on the floor. They were just beat red. They were competing. It was really refreshing to see the joy and passion for the opportunity they were trying to earn. It was like American Idol.
At least the Division I college basketball version. In the very first game with walk-ons, TCU actually won, but they've mostly lost since. The role of walk-ons, says Coach Campbell, is to spell the regulars during games and keep them sharp in practice.
You can't look at it as, are they in the game playing a huge role in helping us win? No. Are they in practice flat out competing and giving us everything they got to prepare us for the game? Yes.
In that recent match against the Texas Longhorns, it was a 3-point game at the half. Horned Frog fans were hopeful. But in the end, Texas wore down and blew out TCU by more than 20 points. Here's Coach Campbell after the loss.
The last 2 games, we've struggled to hit shots. But that's the hand we're dealt. We got to make 3s in order to stay in these ball games. Right now, there is no other option.
18-year-old freshman Piper Davis is just happy to be along for the ride. She's another walk-on who thought her basketball days ended after she left high school in Boise, Idaho, for college in Fort Worth, Texas.
Coach Campbell said, make the most of it because this never happens. And so I just decided I'm going to play my best and go out there and have fun doing something that I thought was over and see where it goes.
For Davis and the rest of the Horned Frogs, they're still finding out where it goes. For NPR News, I'm Bill Siebel in Fort Worth.